WNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon. Daytime highs approaching 59. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, mainly clear. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. A dusting of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the final numbers are in. How much money did you place on the big championship NFL game with the Super Bowl and the Kansas City Chiefs, as the Kansas Lottery has reported the final payouts as of February 12th? According to Corey Thone with the Kansas Lottery, they say that those players placed near $35 million in bets, meaning the net winning for all players across the state that was settled was right around $14 million. They also broke down some of the bets and winnings by revenue, showing that the total wagers that placed bets at casino facilities in the state totaled near $2.42 million. Bets that were placed online were sitting at $22.3 million. The winnings also came in with retail stores paying out some of the promotionals at $4.2 million. Online payouts were at $34.9 million, with winnings majoritively coming from those online bets at $12.6 million in total, where they say the highest winner in the state of Kansas placed a $20 bet on the final score of the game and had a payout of just over $7,000.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
Many towns across the state of Kansas are still recovering after the severe storms that wiped through on Sunday night, with even potential tornadoes that happened in certain areas. As Cake News reports, at Liberal, Kansas saw severe thunderstorms on Sunday night at roughly 6 p.m. with several homes and mobile home parks that sustained damage ranging from slight to significant, according to the Liberal Fire Department. The Liberal Coalition for Families right now is leading aid to individuals who have been impacted and their houses may not be habitable at the time. Many homes have also reported multiple reports of natural gas leaks, and cities are asking individuals to stay home during damage assessments. The city of Garden City also reported near 80-mile-an-hour winds, with reports of damage to barns and other roofs of homes being torn off. And Finney County Emergency Management has reported that there are many power lines that are down in the county, along with trailer homes that have been overturned in communities. The investigations and assessment of damage in western and southwestern Kansas is still ongoing, but so far, only injuries that have been reported are individuals that have broken glass cuts. But American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska's Chief Supreme Court Justice has warned that the state of Nebraska is falling behind on their backlogs for mental health evaluations for those being charged with crimes, and they say it's an issue that needs to be addressed. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Nebraska Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael Hevekan made the announcement during the State of the Judiciary address on Tuesday last week, saying that as of right now, across the state of Nebraska, 12% of judicial staff jobs have been vacant. The legislature has been addressing the issue, trying to approve salary increases for roughly one-third of judicial branch staffers, and courts have begun implementing, quote, extraordinary measures to help fill the vacancies. But they say there's roughly 14,000 adults and 2,500 juveniles on probation in the state, and major shortages in the 24-hour mental health facilities that weigh heavily on law enforcement and the judicial branch. Finally, they address the, quote, ongoing and long-standing problem of inadequate services to evaluate criminal defendants to determine if they are mentally fit to stand trial. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Clay, you talk a lot about OEM parts. What exactly is OEM?
That's a great question. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. These parts are coming directly from the manufacturer of your vehicle. But the more important question is, what does it matter to you? At the end of the day, the safety of your vehicle is reliant on the parts that we use and the repairs of your vehicle. That's why at Best Body Shop, we use 100% OEM parts on 100% of the repairs.
Call 316-516-3827 or go online to BestBodyShopInWichita.com.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the spring storm season approaches, storm spotter training is planned this evening in Gage County, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Homestead National Park Education Center at Beatrice. No reservations required. The public is welcome. For information, contact Emergency Management Director Lisa Weigand at 402-223-1305. Storm spotter training at the Homestead National Park Education Center in Beatrice this evening at 7. Spring storm spotter training in Kansas is planned March 13th in Seneca at the Nemaha County Community Center, in Marysville at the Helvering Center March 27th, and in Washington at the Washington Fire and Rescue Building on April 10th. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County last Wednesday. Andrew Wishman, age 23, of Seneca, was turning off U.S. 36 on 2K187 Highway and was struck from behind by Elena Schism, age 16, of Baileyville. She was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital by private vehicle. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office advises Darren Shell was released from custody Saturday. Nemaha County bond at $10,000 surety with a court date March 14th. Washington County bond of $5,000 surety with a court date March 15th. And Marshall County bonds of $10,000 and $5,000 surety with court date March 21st. USDA Farm Service Agency encourages early enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Deadline to enroll for the 2023 crop year is March 15th. These programs provide important risk protection. Beat the rush by enrolling now. Elections can be changed if necessary before the March 15th deadline. If enrollment contracts are not signed by the deadline, you're ineligible to receive ARC or PLC payments for the 2023 crop year. Contact the Marshall County FSA office for an appointment at 562-5343 or your local FSA county office. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday met with Luke Sunderland, a second attorney interested in a contract position to serve as public defender and work with child in need of care cases. Following that, a motion was approved unanimously to contract with Megan Voracek, who had previously worked with Marshall County. She replaces Kelly Fumler, who has accepted an appointment as the 22nd District Magistrate Judge. 20 tax sale properties were sold in Washington County February 14th, generating proceeds of $71,520. Some had delinquent taxes for 10 years or more. The last tax sale was held in 2016. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Tuesday, considering 2023 reorganization assignments. Commissioners discussed changes they would like to make to the current sick leave and vacation leave policy, as well as changes that could be made to the current employee benefit package to give a higher raise to employees moving forward. A motion was approved unanimously for a 6% cost of living raise for all Nemaha County employees based on their primary position, except for county commissioners, that effective February 21st. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last week the Planning and Zoning Committee is ready to move forward with the public hearing on solar regulations. That's planned March 14th. At the next regular Planning and Zoning meeting March 2nd, they will have two public hearings, one for a greenhouse, another for a hog facility permit. Robert E. Talbot, age 69, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Robert Talbot. Holly Schoenhofer, age 58, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation at 9. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Holly Schoenhofer. Michael J. Mike Kiefer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Kiefer.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. And staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A chance for some rain and snow showers on Thursday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And rain and snow showers continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-20s, north winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and staying partly cloudy over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures warming back up throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And even warmer on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 50 with a record high of 84. The average low 26 and the record low 5 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:18. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
There is a lot of mythology about how February became our shortest month. We will share some of that lore today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 28th. It is the 59th day of the year, and actress Kelly Bishop has a birthday. February is certainly a calendar oddity, but the story of how it came to be is even odder. A few centuries B.C., the Romans were using a 10-month calendar built around the milestones of planting and harvesting. In their thinking, nothing useful happened between December and March, so it didn't need a place on the calendar. It eventually became clear that ignoring winter wouldn't make it go away. So January and February were shoehorned into the leftover 59 days. Although even numbers were considered unlucky, February was given the short end of the stick. If you must have an unlucky month, with the logic, best make it a short one. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball's regular season in the state is just about wrapped up with the second final game coming up tonight for the Kansas Jayhawks as they are back at home taking on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That tip-off tonight at 8 p.m. They're coming off their victory over the weekend on Saturday with a two-point victory over the West Virginia Mountaineers and still clinching the top of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 12-4 in conference play. Overall, they're sitting at 24-5, also number 3 in the national AP polls. The last time the two teams squared up, Kansas ended up winning 75-72 back in the early January against the Red Raiders. Their final game of the regular season is coming up on Saturday this week on the road against the number 8 at Texas Longhorns. The Kansas State Wildcats are also getting ready for their second-to-last game with tip-off on Wednesday this week at 7 p.m. They're back at home as well against the Oklahoma Sooners as the Wildcats are sitting number 14 nationally and sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 10-6 in conference play.
Egg news from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It was a big weekend in the state of Kansas for state wrestling tournaments for high schoolers as the tournaments wrapped up with champions in the 6A, 5A, 4A, and 3A to 1A divisions. As Garden City's Colin Claystuber ended up taking the 6A division championship for 2023 at 165 pounds, winning by decision and becoming the state champion after not placing just a year ago. In the 175-weight division, Dodge City's Luca Barker also secured the perfect session with a 45-0 record for the season with a 20-4 Tech Fall win, earning his third state title. In the 190-pound weight class, Liberals' Tristan Juarez took the title home, making his first gold after a runner-up finish a year ago. And Nolan Egan ended up winning his first state title in the 157 weight class from Derby. In total, the Derby Panthers dominated the day, becoming the 6A state championships as a school overall with 193.5 total points. Garden City coming in second at 168.5, and Mill Valley coming in third at 145.5.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Tuesday night basketball finals. Marysville girls season comes to an end at Atchison County. ACCHS defeats Marysville 40-29. Valley Heights boys season comes to an end. Valley Heights falls to Riverside 54-45. Tuesday night tip-offs. Marysville boys entertain Hiawatha 7 o'clock. Tip-off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls entertain Pleasant Ridge. Tip off at 6.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs basketball season came to an end in first round play of a 3A substate at Effingham Monday. ACCHS, the top seed, beat Marysville 40-29. A whole lot of turnovers in the early minutes of the ball game. Each team reluctant to score. We didn't have points on the board until 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. It was an 8-4 Atchison County lead at the end of one. They held a 4-point halftime advantage, but cruised to a 40-29 win as the top seed Lady Tigers go 20-1 on the season. Marysville season ending at 5-16. Atchison County led by Addison Schlutzbaum with 11 points and Kinsey Bowerly with 12. Marysville paced by Bella Rader with 8 points. Atchison County 40, Marysville 29. Lady Tigers move on to the semifinals Thursday at Marysville. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bjerke.
Try something new in your indoor garden this year. Consider growing the Easy Care Bilbergia bromeliad, known as Queen's Tears. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its strappy leaves spout out of the soil to create a graceful fountain of greenery. Give the plant space to show off as it tends to be twice as wide as tall. The unique flowers remind me of a fuchsia. The pink, purple, yellow, or green flowers are surrounded by red or pink modified leaves known as bracts. Be patient as it can take several years for the plant to reach maturity and bloom. Grow Queen's Tears in a brightly lit location. Plant in a well-drained orchid potting mix. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil just slightly moist. Set them on pebbles and keep water in the saucer below, or group them with other plants for added humidity. And only fertilize spring through summer as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Over time, the use of buildings can change. That's the case in downtown Wahoo, Nebraska. The old co-op offices left their home in the late 1980s. One of the businesses that occupies the spot today still attracts a lot of farmers, but for another reason. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Teresa Klein explains, this building in downtown Wahoo, Nebraska, once appeared much different than it does today.
I remember this building as one of the two farmers co-op buildings here in Wahoo. Where we're sitting now was actually upstairs was the offices. Next door, there were two bays, and that's where I remember dropping off the pickup to get fixed.
Grain and feed processing were next door, but the co-op closed in 1988, and the interior of the offices were renovated to make space for other businesses, one of which became the Good Friends Cafe. That's where Colleen Vunyak enters the picture.
This is not anything that I've ever done in my life. I like a challenge, and the previous owner, I just kind of had a conversation with her about if she was ever interested in selling the cafe that I would be interested in, and she was like, "Well, yeah, I am."
Colleen jumped into the venture, but she admits it can be difficult running a small town cafe,
especially with fast food options around the corner and surviving COVID's downturn in business.
You know, sometimes you feel like you're just a dying breed, but that's when you have to get creative. You have to get outside of the cafe. So I do a lot of catering. I have my loyal business owners that know. And so when they have business meetings or whatever, they call me.
Therese is the director of the local Chamber of Commerce. And she says this cafe is a place people want to come because you feel like family. And you just never know what you might encounter here.
What Chiwetz has is some very interesting ways. There's a tip jar, like, do the men tip better than the women? Or on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your attractiveness? And $1 to versus $10. There's always something fun going on.
But we've yet to discuss these special menu items in a very unique way some folks pay for the meals. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Wahoo, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay away from them and keep your feet together as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
On the farm aren't something most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there's a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and it can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. Once you're away from the vehicle or equipment, never attempt to get back on or touch it. Find more safety tips around power lines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Symphony. He lights every.
star that makes the darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner, call and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see
Bible stories is the prodigal son. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You probably know how the story goes. A young man asks his father for his inheritance early. His father agrees. Then the son basically blows all the money on extravagant and wasteful spending. He ends up eating pig slop for food. He decides to return home. He's broke and he is ashamed. But his father forgives him and actually celebrates his homecoming. Do you ever feel like the prodigal son? You may think you've wasted your talent, or maybe you haven't made wise decisions with money, and you haven't made the best use of your life. The good news is, it's not too late. God gives us grace to begin anew. Start today. You can commit to using your time, talent, and treasure to live a life that reflects your faith. You'll find you're filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Doing what's needed to stay resilient on the farm or ranch. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com.
Meet R.C. Willen Jr., a fifth-generation poultry and grain farmer from Sussex County, Delaware.
We realized many years ago that we needed to be doing on-farm research because we had so many questions as operators of a farm that were not getting answered. And the answers that we were often getting back, I won't say that they were wrong, but they did not fit the model.
Willen says the quest to farm better is constant.
We're going to continue the on-farm research. I would challenge you to partner with people in your state to do as much on-farm research as you can. Applied research is also needed, and we've lost the funding for that. So those are the things that I really am challenged with seeing assistance in and support in as I move forward. We will always do on-farm research because it makes us better farmers, period.
Willen says he enrolled the farm in Total Acre, a program started by National Crop Yield Contest winners Randy Dowdy and David Hula, and he taps into other resources as well.
Had a lot of help and a lot of support from the Department of Agriculture and the Nutrient Management Commission that we have in Delaware, which chose to follow, instead of a regulatory policy, they followed an educational policy. And it made every farmer in Delaware a better farmer, including me.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A salute to the FFA, recognizing our youth involved in the local program. From Marysville Livestock, Midwest Products, Kramer Oil, Tooleman Implement and Hardware, Vandal Company, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Hello, my name is Liz Bolkin, and I am the treasurer of the Marysville FFA. I am a senior at Marysville High School and have been in FFA for 4 years. I believe that agricultural education and FFA are important because production agriculture is a growing industry, and we need strong leaders who are passionate about agriculture to be the future of this industry. Please join me in celebrating FFA Week by showing your support for those in the agricultural industry across the country. Happy FFA Week!
My name is Sarah Portnier. I am the vice president of the Washington County FFA chapter. I've been an officer for 2 years, and I've been a member of FFA for 4 years. My favorite part of FFA would probably be just doing competitions and different things like that, because you meet people from all across the state, and you get to do new fun experiences. My favorite CDE is vet science, because I used to want to go into veterinary medicine, and so I was really excited to get to be a part of that team, and I got to be on the state team last year. I think that FFA is important because you meet new people and you get to experience new things. The trips that you get to take through FFA are always a lot of fun, and a lot of times you'll go to places that you may have never been before. And just getting to learn about the different things in agriculture, especially for people who don't grow up on farms or around rural communities, it can be really exciting for them, and they make connections with some really amazing people.
Hi, my name is Samantha Joel. I am a sophomore at Frankfort High School. I am the historian for our FFA chapter, and I've been in FFA for about 4 years now. My favorite CDEs are probably horse judging and speech. FFA week is February 18th through the 25th. One of my favorite things about FFA is you don't have to live on a farm and have livestock. It is a very inclusive organization, and you get to learn a lot about how to set yourself up for the future. I have definitely learned to break out of my comfort zone and be able to talk better to people. I've learned a lot when we went to public speaking contests. Definitely, if you're thinking about joining FFA or interested in FFA, definitely go to your local chapter, or if you have any friends that are in FFA, it's a great way to get involved.
A salute to the FFA, recognizing our youth involved in the local program. From Marysville Livestock, Midwest Products, Kramer Oil, Tooleman Implement and Hardware, Vandal Company, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's Economic Research Service released its 2023 farm income forecast. Carrie Little Whiskey, senior economist with the ERS, talks about the numbers.
We're forecasting that farm sector income and will decrease in 2023 as commodity prices fall and total expenses remain elevated. First, net cash farm income in 2023 is forecast to increase about 20% relative to 2022. Net farm income is forecast to decline about 16% in 2023.
Now, she says profits from commodity sales will likely fall this year.
A major component of farm income are cash receipts from the sale of agricultural commodities, and these are expected to decrease about 4% from a forecast record high in 2022. Further contributing to lower income in 2023 are direct government payments, which are forecast to fall about 34%, and per total production expenses, or the costs that farmers incur to produce their output, is forecast to increase about 4%.
Farm balance sheets are still relatively strong this year.
When we look at the balance sheet, it's relatively strong, with assets, debt, and equity all forecast to increase in 2023. We also put out some data on net cash farm income averages for farm businesses, and all farm businesses are expected on average to see a net farm income fall about 18%.
In a related story, the USDA's Economic Research Service publishes its price forecast in the monthly food price outlook report. The FPO forecasts food at home prices will increase by 8.6% this year. With that being said, the price of eggs, well, they're expected to drop dramatically later this year. Let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405, up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at sunset.
Hi, this is Ethan Costa, and I'd like to invite you to my grandpa's bull sale Sunday, March 12th at 1. This is the 32nd annual Boyer Limousine Bull and Heifer Sale. Selling will be 40 bulls and 20 bred and open heifers. Grandpa's bulls will give you calving ease, performance, and have a good disposition. Again, the sale is Sunday, March 12th at 1. You can preview the bulls ahead of time, too. Call Grandpa Jay and ask about them, 402-696-4410. See you at the 32nd annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday, March 12th. Just east of Bunston.
March is a muddy, sloppy month, especially in cattle feedlots. Too much mud can affect animal productivity. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Moisture, winter precipitation, freezing and thawing, and spring rains combine with what's already on the ground to create mud in the feedlot. Cattle don't deal well with mud. They're large, heavy animals, and when you weigh 1,000 pounds or more, walking through a few inches of mud gets tiring after a while. Grant Duell is an extension veterinarian at Iowa State University. He says the sheer effort of meandering through the muck affects their productivity.
That's going to impact how often they go to feed, how often they go to water. Once that mud starts getting up about 4 inches or more, so 4 inches would be about up to their fetlocks, then it becomes discouraging for them. So A, it's sapping some of their energy just trying to wade through it, and B, they get tired of doing it, and so they just don't go to the feed bunk as often. And so we're going to see those weight gains drop as we deal with that mud.
Be sure there's a firm surface for them to stand on, such as a concrete apron around the feed bunk. Ongoing maintenance of the pen surfaces is the key to managing mud.
Getting them in shape in the fall when you have a chance so that we don't have a lot of organic debris that's going to hold water. Getting those scraped good so that when we do get water, it can run out of the pen. Good design of those pens so that we have some slope so that the water does flow and not just sit there. Getting holes repaired, so if you've got some places where the cattle have dug in, particularly at the back of the feed bunker by the water tanks. We want to get those filled in.
Mud can also create health issues. It carries pathogens that can give cattle hoof problems such as foot rot. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing mud in the feedlot at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Tuesday, the final trading day of this month. March corn right now, 631. That's down 11 and 3 quarters. May corn, 631 and a half. That's down 12 currently. Kansas City wheat for March, 816. That's down 7. Kansas City wheat for May, 813 and 3 quarters. And that's down 3 and a quarter currently. Oats for March, down 8 and a quarter at 370. May oats at 341. That's down 2.5 right now. Soybeans for March, 1493. That's down 25 and a quarter. Soybeans for May, down 30 and a quarter at 1482 and a quarter. Cotton for March, 83.75. Your current price, down $1.25. Cotton for May, 84.15. That's down 65 cents. Live cattle for February, 167.50. That's down $2. That's up $2.50. Live cattle for April, 165.40. That's up 47.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 189.70. That's up 60 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 194.90. That's up 72.5 cents right now. Taking a look at crude oil for April, 75.27, that's up $1.58. Crude oil for May, 77.37, that's up $1.56. Gold right now at for April, 1836.90, that's up $12.10. Gold for June, 1853.50, that's up $11.90. Silver for March, $20.98, that's up 31 cents. Silver for May, $21.06, that's up 27 cents currently. Wall Street, it's a mixed day on Wall Street today. Now, stock futures are rising because of Wall Street, because it's the last day of the month. And so we are seeing some recovery here from earlier in the day. The Dow down 97 right now, S&P up 12, and NASDAQ up 72. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand financed. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Placing the fate of our farms into someone else's hands and preparing for farm succession isn't necessarily something producers want to think about. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Ashley Westerhold, Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explains why planning for farm succession early is important and the opportunities within the Kansas Land Link Program.
The average age of a farmer in Kansas is 58.1 years. But if we look at those numbers a little deeper, 66% of the primary agricultural operators in Kansas are over the age of 55. A normal business, you're getting close to retirement and hopefully you can retire at 65, or some people might take early retirement. retirement at 62. So if you think about that, we should be seeing massive waves of transitioning happen on the farm. We should see that older generation getting close to that retirement age, wanting to transition to the next generation. And so it's a big topic in Kansas. Again, 66% of our agricultural operators are over 55. That's actually more than the national average. The national average is only 62% are over 55.
Westerhold goes on to describe the Kansas LandLink program and the services available through it.
Our office is offering a LandLink program, and we started that back in February. Today, we are accepting applications for both landowners and land seekers. We are really looking for those land seekers, those young people who are interested in looking at the opportunities to farm full time. We right now have a 1-to-1 landowner land seeker ratio. Across the U.S. in LandLink programs, it is an average of 20 land seekers per one landowner. And in Kansas right now, we are looking at 1-to-1. So I do think we are missing a marketing piece, and here I am today trying to do that so that we can give these landowners an opportunity to pick from these land seekers and also giving those land seekers options into their future as well.
Westerhold goes on to outline how the matchmaking process works.
Our website is agkansitions.org. And so all of the LandLink information is on there. They can actually fill out the application online, and then they schedule a phone call with me. And that allows me to understand the answers they give in those LandLink questionnaires so that we can understand really what are they searching for, what their values are, would they like a mentorship program, how they're willing to work, what do they care about. Those things actually matter a lot in these conversations. And I'm trying to be the first line of going through those applications and trying to find the right candidates for the landowners, but also finding the right landowner for that land seeker based on personality and what I can gather in my phone calls and applications.
That was Ashley Westerhold, Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explaining how the Kansas LandLink program can help with farm succession. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.